أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran where we have been reviewing Surah An-Najm, the chapter of the star based on the commentary authored by Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur. Today in part number 17, which happens to be our final installment in this chapter, we review the theme of submitting to God, and we will be reviewing verses number 57 through up until 62, six verses. Now, this chapter is a unique chapter of the Quran, and actually one of the reasons why this chapter is so unique is that it is one of the four chapters which has a verse which when heard, or if a person recites it in the Arabic, that they are obligated to go into sajda, to prostrate their forehead onto the ground. What is the reason and the rationale behind that? We will, God willing, look at that in a separate discussion outside of this commentary. Before we go into the commentary of these verses, let us have a listen to the Arabic, followed by the English translation, and then we'll come back with the commentary as authored by Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur. Allah says the following in Surah An-Najm.
Azifatil azifa laysa laha min dunillahi kashifa afa min hadhal hadith ta'jabun.
The inevitable is imminent. None besides God can unveil it. Do you marvel at this discourse?
وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا.
And laugh and do not weep, lost in your own frivolity? So bow down to God and worship. Now, in this very brief commentary that Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati offers for this passage, the first thing we look at is this word azifa. And this word means approaching, to approach something, or for something to approach. While the word samid, it refers to forgetfulness, inattention, and also the trait of being proud, of having pride within oneself. Now, in a tradition, in a hadith which has been reported in Tafsir al-Furqan, we read that from the point of the revelation of these verses, that when these verses were revealed to the noble prophet, up until the end of his life, that he never was seen laughing out loud, you know, in a boisterous laugh, and rather he was only seen smiling when the need arose. And obviously this is understood when you look at the content of not only these six verses, but even all that we had read before this. But even if we reflect on these verses, verse 57 said that the inevitable, meaning the day of judgment, the day of accountability, the day of loss and gain, is an imminent day. And then God says that none but God can unveil it, that God is the only one who knows when the day of judgment will transpire. And so God says, do you marvel at this discourse? Is this something you're amazed at, that the day of judgment will come? And he says, and do you laugh and do not weep? And so from that, it is understood that when the prophet received this, that his entire character changed. He was never seen laughing, as we said, and was only smiling when the need arose. And as we said, that it also must be noted that by reading, or according to some scholars in different situations, listening to this final verse of this chapter, one must perform an obligatory prostration, a sajda, to God. It is possible that the meaning of the phrase hadh al-hadith, that this discourse, is a reference to the Quran itself. And this is something that we have seen in verse number 23 of Surah Al-Zumar, chapter 39, in which the Quran has also been referred to as a hadith, in which God says, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith, that it is God, Allah, who has sent down the best of discourses, the best of hadith. With that brief commentary, let us conclude with a few takeaway messages to conclude Surat An-Najm, chapter 53 of the Noble Quran, in our presentation of its commentary as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur. Point number one is that we must be astounded at the astonishment that some people show in regards to the resurrection. You know, some people don't believe in the Day of Judgment. They say that, how is that possible that God could bring back the dead to life? I don't believe this theory that you propagate. We should be astounded and shocked that people could have such an amazement at such a day. Again, given the fact that God created us from nothing, is it really that hard to believe that He can recreate or resurrect us after He is our initial creator? Point number two is that those who truly believe in the resurrection day, that they would reduce their laughter and fall into the remembrance of the day of resurrection much more frequently. Now, this doesn't mean that we live a life of sadness and sorrow and gloom and despondency. No, but we do need to realize that if we truly believed in the resurrection day, we would be careful of what we do, of what we say, of how we act. And we would ensure that we would remember that every act, before we do any action, that will this benefit me on the day of resurrection? Or would it cause me great grief and stress and anxiety on that day? And last but not least from this passage as we conclude, is the way of treating pride and arrogance. The way to cure pride and arrogance is to fall prostrate, sajda to God, and to engage in worship of Him. As we know that this is something that Satan, Iblis, did not do. He was too proud, too arrogant to submit to God, to go into the state of sajda towards Prophet Adam. And so God shows us that if we want to reduce our pride and arrogance and to show Iblis, show Satan that we are not like him, then we will fall into prostrate to God and thank him and engage in worship and obedience to him. As we conclude this commentary of Surat An-Najm, we reflect on the fact that we've learned many lessons. We have gone through this powerful chapter with the hopes that we can learn and we can implement the content and we can change our lives to become better Muslims and better human beings. And we ask God to accept our recitation of this chapter and our attempts to better understand it, and that He gives us a greater ability to further understand the multiple levels of depth of this, not only this verse and chapter, but entire Quran. As a concluding point, we remind the viewers and the listeners that if you have not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, to please go ahead and subscribe, to turn on notifications so that you can receive direct updates when we create new content. And that if you have the ability to support this project, that you go to the website, which is in the description of the video and of the audio below, and you pledge your support for this project so that we may continue and create a commentary in this fashion of the entire Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.